Chapter 26, A Truth Satan Never Wanted You to Know. Satan knew about the human body. He knew all about God's perfect design for the body. It was Satan's mission to assure that humans never knew. He spent a great deal of his time thinking of ways that these humans could defile their bodies. Oh, sure, God thought he had created such a unique way for these humans to express something called love for each other. Satan had moments when God looked at him that he thought he remembered something that God called love. Sometimes when things were quiet, Satan thought he could almost hear God saying to him, "I love you." But Satan quickly dismissed that thought. How could God love him? Even if it were possible, Satan couldn't love God. Obviously, God's brand of this thing he called love involved obedience and surrender, and Satan would never stoop to that level. Satan knew a thousand ways already to get these humans to use their bodies in ways other than the one way God had designed. Satan laughed as he thought of it. Yeah, one day these humans would be paying him to get a little of the pleasure that he could arrange for them through their bodies. God taught Adam and Eve to beware of Satan's schemes. Many years later, Paul would warn his followers when he said, "Don't you realize your bodies are parts of Christ's body? Should I take the parts of Christ's body and make them part of a prostitute's body? That's unthinkable. Don't you realize that the person who unites himself with a prostitute becomes one body with her? God says the two will be one. However, the person who unites himself with the Lord becomes one spirit with him." That was 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 and 17. When Satan hears those words, he screams, "No, unite with me. I'll give you more pleasure than you can ever imagine." Stay away from sexual sins. Other sins that people commit don't affect their bodies the same way sexual sins do. People who sin sexually sin against their own bodies. Paul said, "Don't you know, your body is a temple that belongs to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit whom you receive from God lives in you. You don't belong to yourselves." That was 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 18 and 19. Satan would tempt the humans with pleasure for their bodies, but his goal was to enter their bodies and work from the inside. He wanted to turn the temple into a brothel. And failing that, Satan wanted to destroy the temple from the outside. Every time it appeared he had won by torturing and killing a body, he gave his war cry of, "Be afraid, be very afraid, you will die." So the humans became very afraid of dying. Their lives and ours today became focused on staving off death. Humans came to see physical death as the worst thing that could happen to them. Satan answered the Lord, "Skin for skin. Certainly a man will give everything he has for his life." That was Job chapter 2, verse 4. But God had a plan to deal with Satan's every move. God would demonstrate over and over again that his presence would be both inside the temple and outside. In fact, God was to demonstrate that some boundaries were not what they appeared. The day would come when the temple doors would be blown open. Since all these sons and daughters have flesh and blood, Jesus took on flesh and blood to be like them. He did this so that by dying, he would destroy the one who had power over death, that is the devil. And in this way, he would free those who were slaves all their life because they were afraid of dying. That was Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Jesus would show through his own very public death that any power, it appeared, Satan had was very limited. Satan could come against the outside of the temple of the Holy Spirit, but once he tore through the outer wall, he was going to run right into the power of the One. He would not only be stopped, but he would be totally defeated.